Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Land Board prepares for post-rodeo era, eyes revenue growth at Camplex. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Public Land Board is preparing for life after the National High School Finals Rodeo, as 2029 is set to possibly be the event's final year in Gillette, unless it remains outdoors. According to the Gillette News Record, the board is now focused on increasing revenue at Camplex without expanding its footprint. Ideas discussed in a special meeting last week include building a hotel on site and relocating the ice from Spirit Hall to free up space for revenue-generating events. Board Chair Laura Chapman emphasized the need to prioritize maintaining current facilities. Camplex Executive Director Aaron Lyles suggested a streamlined funding approach, with the city and county providing a consistent annual budget. He also noted that while agricultural events dominate public attention, Energy Hall outperforms them financially during non-rodeo years. The board is also weighing whether to keep rodeo-specific infrastructure like RV campsites or reduce maintenance costs. Board member Jerry Means stressed the urgency of addressing critical maintenance issues now. Chapman summed up the board's challenge, saying, "How do we raise revenue while staying within our means? For now, the future of Camplex hinges on community priorities and strategic decisions." Leadership decided for 68th Wyoming Legislature. The Wyoming Legislature's Republican caucus has chosen its leadership for the 68th session, with Senator Beau Biteman of Ranchester and Representative Chip Nyman of Hewlett set to lead their respective chambers. Biteman will serve as Senate President while Nyman assumes the role of House Speaker. Other key positions include Senator Tara Nethercott of Cheyenne as Senate Majority Floor Leader. Senator Tim Salazar of Riverton will serve as Senate Vice President. The legislature will finalize these positions when it convenes in January for the 2025 session. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shaleen.